It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your days are belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most sexually frustrated podcast.
So frustrated.
My name is Matt, and I am here with Andy. What's up, Andy?
Not much.
What are you doing with that knife?
I'm thinking about cutting this
bottle. Quit playing with that fucking knife, man.
I'll do it, man. Switch out. Do for Johnny. That's a good movie. It was good at the time. I'm pretty sure if I went back and watched it, I'd be like, oh, this is such a bad movie.
Stay gold.
Stay gold, Pony Boy.
Stay gold.
Do for Johnny. How are you doing? How's your week?
Good. Kind of a boring-ass week, really.
Nah.
Didn't do much except work.
Hey. Work something.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Making money.
It is indeed something that is being done.
Making money.
Played a little Skyrim. I've been playing more Skyrim.
Skyrim job.
Because I didn't really, Skyrim job. I haven't really played much of Skyrim yet, so.
I got the Dragonborn DLC, and then I played for maybe like 5 hours, and then I was like, this is just Skyrim, and I've already played the shit out of it.
It's most Skyrim.
Yeah. It's just more Skyrim on top of Skyrim. That, and after seeing you play it, or after seeing somebody play it on the 360,
yeah,
it made me realize the PS3 version sucks shit.
Really?
Because it was smooth, like the frame rate was constant. The PS3 was just a piece of shit.
I know. I still have that video of when it first came out. I went to Skyler's to watch him play it, and there was like guys clipping into the ground and shit like that.
But if I ever have a chance, or if it's on sale on Steam, I'll buy it that way, since all the mods too would make it fun. But It just runs like a clunky piece of shit on the PS3.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I logged on to Steam the other day, and it's like, you have a new item in your inventory. I was like, oh, what is it? I clicked on it. It was 50% off Duke Nukem 3D. I was like, damn it! I was really hoping it was Duke Nukem Forever.
So close.
Yeah. And I first saw Duke, and I was like, oh, 3D.
Oh, wah.
Yeah, like I can emulate 3D.
Yeah. Dude, I can't wait till I get my Ouya, because I'm going to emulate so much shit on that. And it's going to be smooth.
It's going to be so nice.
It's going to be so nice. I think I'm going to spring for the extra controller, too.
Isn't that like 50 bucks?
Yeah, it's like half the price of the console.
Oh.
But, yeah, I think I'm going to do that.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
When are you getting it?
It comes out in early June. I think I'm going to wait till like my birthday. So like right after we get back from SGC, I should be ordering it.
All right. Dude, June's going to be an expensive month for me.
Yeah. And then we could do an unboxing video.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Here's the Ouya. Here it is. Oh, shit, I dropped it. Oh, I broke my Ouya.
Is that really how it's pronounced, Ouya?
You know, I've heard it pronounced Ouya and Oya. And I don't know what to call it.
I like Ouya. That sounds cool.
I'm going to call it the O.
The O, yeah.
The big O.
That'd be awesome if Macho Man Randy Savage comes back to the premiere. The O, yeah.
That would be great if that was, like, the turning on sound.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah.
Timmy, are you playing the O, yeah, again?
Oh, yeah.
When you turn it off, it's the Kool-Aid man going, oh, no.
So, a lot of shit in the news this week, Andy.
No way. Really?
Yeah. No
way. My phone, like, fucking blew up this week.
I was addicted to the police scanners.
Dude, I didn't even think about the police scanners until Friday, like, 10 minutes before they arrested them.
Oh, dude, I was listening to the police scanner on Monday. I was listening to it Thursday
night.
Anything
cool?
Oh, you know. Anything cool? It's just kind of the basic stuff. I do remember one, you could hear this guy with a thick Boston accent, and he was like, I need light over here. Hey, you. Yeah, you the one looking at me. Shine your flashlight over here. I need light.
I will say every time I heard somebody from Boston make a, like an announcement on the news, it was like, hee, Boston. They all kind of sound a little bit Jewish. Like, oh boy, we're here in Boston.
One thing I was, I always find this weird during like, during things like these, like the bombing and stuff like that. And I don't know if I'm in the wrong here, but a lot of places were like, there was an Injustice tournament. Injustice came out this past Tuesday, right, which, by the way, is a pretty fun game.
That's what I hear. I think I might wait for it to be cheaper, and then I'll pick it up.
Yeah, I don't really like fighting games that much, but I love Injustice. Yeah. It was fun. I don't think I would buy it, but that's just me and fighting games. I wouldn't play it that much.
Like I said, I'll wait till it's like 120.
But playing with friends is fun. And the story mode's pretty good, too.
That's what I hear. It's got a good story.
It's about 5 hours, but if you think about it, not only do they have a main story, but they have a story for each individual character, too.
Ooh, that's neat.
But they're like, there was going to be a tournament, and they were going to announce the first two DLC characters, I think, or at least one of them, and then finish the tournament, the last day of the tournament on Monday night. And they said, due to the Boston bombings, we're going to postpone the tournament. And I always find that weird, like, if you don't have anything directly to do with Boston, like, because I believe this was a West Coast tournament. A lot of places canceled stuff, and I always feel like it's not disrespectful to continue to live your life.
Yeah, and I know they do it out of respect, though.
But I don't see how it would be disrespectful to continue to do it. I don't think there would be any less respectful to continue to live your life.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to terror, because they want you to stop doing what you're doing.
Terror.
I can understand, like, if you were in Boston or someone had someone living in Boston or something like that. Maybe not do it. Or if it happens to be a game about Boston.
Yeah.
Like a shooter or something like that. But a fighting game on the other side of the country, I think, can continue their tournament and not have it be disrespectful to people in Boston.
Understandable. I guess in general, just America. Just America's reaction to this. Like, there were the stable-headed people, like, the people that are like, all right, this is what we're going to do. But I guess the American extremist people, just when they talked about it.
Like,
one person was like, oh, they put Boston under martial law. That's what they want. They want the man to control the city now. And I was like, oh, really? They're just making sure they're going to catch the guy.
Yeah, there's guys with potential bombs running around their neighborhood.
Yeah, and, you know, they were shooting at cops, and they killed a cop in the morning, and no biggie, but, you know, they wouldn't get them.
And the thing is, I don't think they technically put them under martial law. They said you should probably stay inside.
Yeah, yeah.
But I saw a ton of pictures on Imgur of people who went outside
and took
pictures, and they're like, oh, it's like a ghost town out here. But they weren't forced back inside.
Yeah, like, I mean, you're right. It wasn't martial law, but people were saying, oh, it's martial law in Boston.
Yeah,
and I was like, they just told you to stay inside. It's for your safety.
Yeah, I guess I just don't get that amount of extremism. I have a cousin who's always posting conspiracy theories.
Yep.
And
did he post about it being a government setup?
Yeah.
Because I guess on Monday or tomorrow, it was on one of my board websites I go to, and is it Rush... No, who's the dude on Fox News that's really big?
Bill O'Reilly?
No. He wears glasses. Oh, shit.
Fuck, I don't know.
Anyways, one of the guys on the Fox News basically like had a 20-minute segment on his show about how this was a government setup, and if the government doesn't come clean by tomorrow, he's going to expose them. And I was like...
That's such a fucking ploy.
I was like,
if you're watching me today, come back and watch Monday.
Yep, that's what I thought. I was like, this is for viewers. This is to get viewers, that's all.
I saw my cousin posted something like, it was a conspiracy theory website that said these guys are being set up to protect the government because the government was the people that actually bombed Boston.
Yeah.
And these two kids are being set up. That's what it was saying. And their source was another conspiracy theory website that talked to the kid's aunt who said they're being set up. First of all, of course fucking family is like, no, it can't be my kids. Second of all, you can't use a conspiracy theory website to validate a conspiracy theory website. That's like using a word in the definition of its own word.
Yeah. What's a ball? It's a ball?
Yeah.
It's a ball. I will say, I saw some of like their like Facebook pictures. They looked like totally normal kids.
Yeah, they did.
Like, it really surprised me.
Yeah.
And people were asking them about the 19-year-old one, the second one that got arrested, they were saying he was like a cool dude and all that shit. And I just, it's weird. It's mind boggling to me to think that.
Yeah, you never know when someone's going to go off the rails. Andy.
No.
You kind of look like the 19-year-old one.
I do have the bushy hair.
Yeah.
I do have the bushy hair. Not the beard, though. I hope the beard distinguishes me.
Another thing that really annoys me about events like this or anything that's currently going on, and the thing is, I want to preface this by saying, like, I don't like blindly love the media or anything like that. Honestly, I don't really watch much of it. I get my updates mostly just through Twitter.
Mm-hmm. I get mine through I have three news sources that I figured would keep me biased enough. I figured three varied news sources, when they update, would keep me unbiased. Like, if I'm getting from three separate sources on each side of the wings, like, I have Fox News to get the Republican side, CNN to get the shitty side. The sure shitty demographic side.
MSNBC is usually your Democratic side.
Oh, see, I should get that. And then I kind of use USA Today as the middle ground.
CNN, I guess. I know CNN leans. I think they lean a little bit liberal.
But they try to stay in the middle.
They're kind of neutral, and honestly, they kind of suck anymore because they're just like, hey, do you happen to be there? Give us an iPhone video.
I got rid of their app recently because it just, the updates were constant, and some of the updates were like unnecessary ones, like soccer goals. I was like, I could give a fuck less about this.
But a lot of people bitch about the media, you know, saying like, oh, they're feeding us misinformation and the unverified facts. It's like, okay, well, first of all, they're learning about this at the same time everyone else is learning about it. So you as the viewer have to take some things with a grain of salt because they're literally telling you what they think they know seconds after it happens. Second of all, this is not a new thing. I know the 24-hour news cycle is a new thing, but sensationalist journalism is not new. I mean, the term yellow journalism is like over 100 years old. This is not new, but people bitch about it every single time. Like it's something that has just been created through the media. It's like, this isn't new. Media giving us false facts or sensationalist journalism is not a new thing.
And it didn't have, like, I guess it was more like, I was like, I did like a not bad face when, like, all over the internet people were like looking at pictures trying to solve it for themselves. And I just looked at it. Like, some of them I was like, all right, that's plausible. And then some of them I'm like, no.
Yeah, some are no.
But I will say, I haven't heard the word Chechnyan in over 10 years. I have not heard somebody mention Chechnya in that long. So I thought it was really interesting that they were like linked to Chechnya.
Yeah.
Because I haven't heard shit about them forever.
Yeah, I sent to my dad or something. I was like, I wonder if the new enemies in shooter games will be Chechnyan from now on.
Maybe. But I thought Chechnya used to be like scary. I thought, like, nobody goes to Chechnya.
Yeah, because
it's always war
at odds with Russia. Shit, what else was I going to say? Fuck, I lost it.
Islam?
No.
No, there was a lot of Islam talk. I just ignored it.
Yeah. What?
I kind of keep religion out of things, or try to.
Well, yeah, and someone else said something. She said, as a Muslim, I look at radical Islam like you guys look at the Westboro Baptist Church. Like,
I saw one post that was like, why not just blow up the Westboro?
Yeah.
And I was like,
I don't want to be too upset.
I mean, I'd be sad that there were some deaths, but they were kind of douchebags.
Maybe it's for the greater good.
Maybe. Brother. Just Boston, it happened. It kept me riveted. I will say that I did pay attention to the news.
Yeah, I did.
Because I wanted to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
And in the day of digital, I think the FBI did it really smart. Just everybody send them their shit.
Yeah.
And that was really cool. Idea.
I do like how they kind of waited to show the picture. Because if you remember right, they're like, oh, we're going to show you who we think the suspect is. But they didn't do it quite yet because they didn't want people to.
Yeah, they were probably like
freaking out. And I forgot who said, it's one of the writers for Cyanide and Happiness, but he wanted to commend Reddit on their 100% success rate as ousting innocent people as terrorists.
That's where I saw a lot of the guesses and the circles and all that. I will say that whoever finally made the connection, or the team that made the, like, this to that, they had to be hella smart. Because looking at some of those pictures, like the ones that Reddit thought, some of them were kind of convincing.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I could kind of see that. But whoever made that connection, those guys are smart.
I remember what I was going to say now. I was watching some conspiracy theory videos because my sister posted them. I gave her a verbal tongue lashing. And I defriended her.
Did you?
Well, she said, if you don't like what I post, defriend me. Well, I don't like what you post, so I'm going to defriend you right now.
Are you going to add her later?
No, fuck no. She can add me if she wants. It's just Facebook. It's not like I hate her or anything.
You're not talking to the house anymore?
Yeah. Just some of these conspiracy theory videos are really, really grasping at straws. Like, one of them was, there was a guy standing on a roof near where the bombs went off. Right. Or I guess across the street from where, like, the bombs went off. And they were asking why he was standing up there in the video. Like, why is this guy up here? And for some reason, that was supposed to confirm the government bombed him. Like, because
maybe
this
he was up
guy.
There having to smoke or yeah, watching the marathon?
What I was thinking of is, like, well, it's the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Maybe he's fucking watching the marathon.
Yeah, that'd be a good place to watch it from a roof of an apartment.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Just sit right up there and watch the marathon.
I think I know what picture you're talking about with the guy on the roof. Yeah. I saw one of that.
Yeah.
You know what videos are fun as hell to watch?
What?
9/11 conspiracies.
Oh, my God.
They are just so fun because some of them are so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like the Pentagon being hit by a missile.
Yeah.
That one is just fun to watch. Because they're like, and if you look at this pixel here on this shitty webcam grain, that's not an airplane wing. That's a missile wing.
Oh. So moving on from that.
Yeah.
I played HeroScape this week. HeroScape. That was fun. You should play with us sometime. It's fun.
I'll give it a try.
But
that's HeroClix, right?
We use the HeroClix, but it's a little bit different.
Oh, okay. Different rules.
Yeah.
All right.
If you play though, you got to like it's like an evening. It's not like a 2-hour game. It's like
My summer starts next week.
It's so. Like a 6 to 7 hour adventure.
Yeah, that's fine. That's risk.
Yeah, pretty much. But and that's why sometimes I take kind of extended breaks from it because I think I'm playing again tomorrow, and that'll be like 3 times in the past week I've played.
Ooh.
So you know that's a lot of time.
Yeah.
But we did this new way now where a lot of people would always we used to draft. We would have like a certain amount of points. And then each superhero villain has a certain amount of points corresponding to them, and then you just subtract from your total points.
All right.
Until you don't have any points left, and that's your team.
Gotcha.
And you draft that way. What we started doing was this kind of funky system where we split all the superheroes and villains into 3 tiers, low, medium, and high. All
right.
And you roll all 3 dice and say you get 30, and you start at the low tier, and you count, you know, 10, 20, 30, and you pick whoever's corresponding to the 30 spot in the low tier.
All right, that makes sense.
And then you do that for every tier. So if you end up getting like 60, instead of going to the mid tier, you go back to the top of the low tier. And then once you have 3 random low tier characters, then you draft 2.
This seems kind of confusing a little bit.
It was a little confusing at first, but the cool thing is like
probably if I see it done, I'll understand.
Yeah, like it mixes up your team because we used to always choose the same teams all the time.
Got it.
So it mixes up your team. So basically, you get 3 random low tier characters and then 2 you pick, and then you move to the mid tier and you get 3 random mid tier characters and 2 you pick, and then you do that in the top tier, 3 random and 2 you pick, and then you get 2 extra characters from whatever tier you randomly roll. So if you'll randomly roll once, you get a mid tier, then you randomly roll again and get a character from the mid tier. Roll again, say you get high tier, then you'll get a roll again and get a character from the high tier, and then you trade random trades. So
oh, that's kind of cool.
And you have 1 veto, so like if someone's trying to trade like in the high tier, theoretically you could get a trade, you could lose Superman and get Doctor Strange. Which Doctor Strange is pretty good, but he's no Superman, so you could veto that if you want. But the thing that sucks, though, is they could roll again and still get it. So you gotta use your veto.
Have you ever played the card game Munchkin?
No, but
have you heard of it?
I have heard of it.
Holy fuck, that's a fun game.
Is it?
It's pretty fast for a card game, too.
Nice.
I want to get a deck and play it sometime.
Cool. We should play it in the hotel room.
Oh, dude, I bet there will be kids there that will play Munchkin. I will find a deck.
Oh, dude, there's always a they're going to have a tabletop game.
Yeah.
Where, you can bring Munchkin and find some people to play with.
Yeah, I'll probably get my ass kicked, though. I'm decent.
I was telling Stephanie she bring HeroScape, which is – the board is like – I don't know how to explain it, but it's like a good 4 feet long by 3 feet wide or 2 feet, and it's like scale. It's like – it's a
– Too bad.
It's a process.
I guess not
to
too
bring.
Bad, but fucking Warhammer boards, those things could be like
– Yeah.
Tables.
And also, he'd have to bring all the figures and the cards and stuff like that. And
that'd be like a duffel bag on its own.
Yeah, the fucking crazy thing is HeroScape, like the game itself comes with 10 superheroes. Stefan now has over 100.
Oh, damn.
He's got so fucking many. From DC and Marvel, too, which is great.
There's BioShock Infinite HeroScape.
Oh, yeah?
Or HeroClix, I guess.
I was telling him he should get Spawn or something.
Oh, Spawn.
It'd be the only like non-Marvel or DC character he'd have.
Spawn's Image, I think. Image. Yeah, Spawn is Image Comics.
But I don't. It just he has so many, and some like I don't even know what the.
Dude, there's the so many Marvel and DC superheroes that yeah. They're just. I swear, sometimes they're just pulling them out of their ass and throwing names at a dartboard.
But the random, like I get, when you do the randoms, like. The time I played two times ago, I ended up winning because I ended up getting a pretty good team. You know, I had like, especially because I had Doomsday and Solomon Grundy, and if they die, you can bring them back to life.
Nice.
A Grundy, you have to roll, and if you get 14 or higher, you bring them back and you remove all but two wounds from them. Unless you bring them back on a swamp space, then you can remove all the wounds from them. Doomsday, if he dies, it takes six rounds to bring him back.
Oh, man.
Because you have, and the thing is, you have to place an order marker on him, so you have to waste one of your turns.
Oh,
but
man.
Every time you reveal an order marker on him, you can take a wound off. So I guess theoretically, you could put all the order markers on him, but that would probably be if he dies like super soon or something like that, if he dies fast. And then Thanos is nice, too, because if he dies, if you roll 19 or 20, you just bring him back, you know, right as rain.
He is going to be a badass villain in Avengers.
Yeah.
He is going to be a badass villain.
I tried my hardest to get, you know, Team Resurrection. I had Solomon Grundy and Thanos, and I was trying to get Doomsday. Oh. But Tyler got Doomsday right before me, and then I ended up losing Solomon Grundy in a trade to Stefan.
Oh.
But I kept Thanos, at least, and brought him back, like, three times.
Nice. Good.
Whenever I do that, if I have people that can resurrect themselves, they're the first people I send out. So I can have more of the game to resurrect them. But, yeah, it's a fun game. You got to pay attention to everybody's special ability. Like I had Martian.
Book like this thick.
There's not a book for it.
Oh, that's good.
I guess there might be a manual, but I don't know. I've never seen it.
Right.
We always just they taught me how to play, and once you learn how to play, like the basics of playing is not very hard. What's hard is paying attention to everyone's abilities.
Oh yeah.
Like I had Martian Manhunter, and I had never used him before, so this was the first time I'd used him. He has the same thing Vision has, where you can't be attacked by someone unless they're adjacent to you. And I forgot about this. So I was letting people attack me from, you know, further spaces away, and he ended up dying. And then Stefan mentioned it to me. He's like, yeah, he can't be attacked unless someone's adjacent to him. I'm like, fuck. Cause I was trying to read, I had like 8 new characters I'd never played with before. So I'm trying to read everyone's abilities, and I must've skimmed over that.
Munchkin's cool in the fact that you can cheat in the game, but if you're called out, so, I forgot what happens, but you get, like, their cards or something, but you can cheat in the game. You just have to be really, like nonchalant about it, I guess.
Mm.
Or you have to, like, pay really good attention to everybody's cards.
Nice.
Like, you can have a person have, like, 2 two-handed weapons on them and stuff.
That's cool. What are you doing tomorrow night?
Camille and I are hanging out.
Camille and you are hanging out. I was going to say, because I know for sure we were going to play HeroScape tomorrow night.
Hey, who's all going in Stefan's group?
It's Stefan, Leaper. There's 6 of them. For some reason, I thought there was 8.
Oh.
I don't know why.
Is Austin
going? I was racking my brain. Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen Austin in forever.
I was racking my brain figuring out who the last 2 people were. But it's Stefan, Leaper, Austin, and Tyler. And then my friends, Tyler, Air Force Tyler, and his sister, Courtney, are coming up from San Antonio.
Nice. And that's Tyler we played Civ with, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
And then Tyler 2's?
Tyler 2's. We'll be going with riding down from here with Stefan and everybody.
Cool. So basically almost the same group that I went with.
Yeah.
besides Casey.
Yeah, and no. Did Tom go the first year? Tom went the first year.
Yeah, Tom went
Tom and Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus, Paul.
And then the second year, it was Brian and a bunch of his friends and Tom and a bunch of his friends. Yeah. And they got the shaft on the room. We both got suites. We got two suites, which was kind of nice. It was cool. But their suite, it was like one room and then a thin hallway and then the bedroom.
Aww.
Yeah, which was weird. But our room, and they had like one more person than us. And they're like, oh, dude, we should trade. I'm like, I'm not fucking trading. And then our room was just, it was a big wide open room. It was just like, there was, the floor plan was like a fucking square.
Nice.
And we had two showers.
Nice.
I'll never get over that. We had two showers in the bathroom.
Oh, in one bathroom?
Yeah, we had one bathroom, two showers. One was a shower and bath, right. And the other one was a straight up shower.
Did anybody ever shower at the same time?
I don't think so. I don't think that ever took place, but theoretically it could have.
I think you're right. I think we'll be nice with just me and you in a room.
Yeah, cuddle.
And if anybody's like, can I come?
No.
No, get the fuck out.
Yeah,
it's our room. But.
Oh, there must be someone outside because my dogs are fucking barking.
I bet a car's just pulling around.
It's probably my sister because they will not stop barking until she's through the fucking door.
Well, then.
Bruh. Yeah. And my friend Andrew, who lives in Dallas, is going to meet us for a day.
Cool.
Yeah. Because I was
trying. Is that the Everos guy?
Yeah.
Okay, I remember you talking about him.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool guy. I met him the second SGC. But I was trying to convince him, I'm like, dude, we could come to SGC. You know, it'd be awesome. He's like, I don't know. I'm like, dude, it's literally in the city you live in. I don't know, man. And then finally I'm like, dude, just get a day pass.
Yeah. That's not bad.
And so he said he'd get a day pass. The second time he came just to hang out. And then he wanted to stay, so Leaper didn't show, so we gave him Leaper's pass.
Nice. Did Leaper not go the second time?
No, he paid for a pass, but I remember we were swimming at my house, and like Casey was talking to his girlfriend, and she was talking about SGC, which was like 4 weeks away. It was like coming up, and Leaper's girlfriend was like, oh, that's cool, I'll see if Matt wants to go. Yeah, you haven't even told her you're going. And he ended up not going.
That's awesome. Like,
what the fuck? Because he paid for the hotel and the pass already and ended up not going.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, we're just like, what?
I guess, I don't know. He seems to be doing well money-wise.
Yeah, he does. But even then he was. I don't know what his... Even when he was working at Burger King, he was making bank.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It's
Leaper.
Yeah. Leaper does things no one can explain, not even him.
That'd be cool. Because
he does things like in Heroescape and Civ 5 where like, Leaper, why? And he's like, I don't know, just wanted to. What the fuck? It doesn't even help you.
Like when he was gifting those units.
When he was gifting units to fucking Prague. He kept gifting him units while Tyler and I were trying to kill him. And he was like, yeah, I was gifting him units. I was like, why? Why were you doing that? You were just wasting your units.
That's beautiful. I'm excited for that expansion pack.
Oh, me too.
I guess it's DLC now.
Have you seen the confirmed civilizations for it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That'll be nice. I'm excited for the XCOM soldiers.
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
There's five confirmed and four left, or four confirmed and five left?
I don't know. I know there's nine total.
Yeah. So. There's Assyria, Poland, Portugal, Zulu, Brazil. So, yeah, there's five.
Ooh, Brazil would be fun.
Brazil would not be fun.
Really? I think Brazil would be fun. I
fucking hate Brazil.
Why do you hate Brazil?
I hate Brazil so much. Have you ever played an online game with Brazilians?
No.
It's the worst.
What? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
You know how like they're always laughing?
Yeah.
And reporting you, and they want you to give them monies?
Yes.
So that's how I'm going to talk in the chat if I ever get Brazil. Give me monies, please. I report you.
Fucking Brazilians. I forgot about that.
Yeah. It's fucking awful. And I don't really understand why they would have Brazil and Portugal anyway. Brazil's just Portugal light.
Maybe they're just running. They're probably just running out of civilizations.
What about the Goths, man? Add the Goths, cool. The Hittites.
You don't know there's still four left?
Yeah, I know. Canada?
Eight.
If they can add Poland, they could probably add Canada.
Yeah. That's random that Poland wasn't in there before.
Poland? Yeah. Poland's the Brazil of Europe.
You got a hang up with Brazil.
Dude, I do. I do have a hang up with Brazil. I don't know how many times I've been
mad at this man.
I've been destroyed in the chat by some Brazilian laughing at me in random online games.
Hey, did you ever figure out what that one game Tom used to play was?
No, I was thinking about it.
I've been racking my brain all week trying to fucking think of it.
We should message Jake on his brony thing and say, hey, what was that game?
I know it was one word.
By the way, nice brony costume.
Dude, that was hilarious that you found that. That was
we touched feet.
Oh, no.
Andy, we have had over half hour opening segment.
What? Holy shit, let's get on then.
Yeah, let's do it.
Dude, I thought we were only going like 15 minutes.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting your game, Blizzard. I'm boycotting your game.
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News.
Yeah, we were just talking about whatever the fuck we want to talk about, apparently.
It was the whatever the fuck we want podcast.
Sony has settled a Canadian PSN class action lawsuit. It's been about 2 years now since the Sony PlayStation Network attack, which resulted in millions of user accounts being compromised in a month-long blackout. Sony is now settling with users in Canada. Basically, they're not getting a whole lot.
Isn't it themes?
Yeah, there's themes. There's also, you can get $4.50 in, like, PSN network cash, and those who decided to keep their PSN accounts and took part in the welcome back promotion will also be given a choice of another additional free game. And then 50% discount on 3-month PS Plus.
That's not bad.
And Curiosity users will be given 1 free month of Music Unlimited.
I did, with my PlayStation Plus, they offered a full year for $13.
Damn.
And I really, really thought about it, and I actually kind of kicked myself that I didn't get it, because it's kind of like Spotify. You can stream whole albums and stuff. Yeah. I really kind of kicked myself, yeah.
You done goofed.
I did.
Also, Andy, we have an
update!
Yes!
On Xbox Live last week. Remember, it went down for a while.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't it down a little longer than usual, too?
Yeah, it was down for, I believe, like a day and a half, maybe.
That's pretty long, actually, for Xbox.
Yeah. Well, my bullshit detectors are going off because Microsoft addressed what happened and said it was routine maintenance. First of all, you don't do routine maintenance at peak hours. This was on a Saturday.
Yeah, don't they usually announce? I know PlayStation announces routine maintenance.
That's the second reason I call bullshit, is because they announce when maintenance is happening. And it's always like, it's like a Tuesday at 3 a.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, it's always in the like mornings.
Yeah,
or stuff.
When the fewest people are on is when they do maintenance.
Hmm.
So
it seems fishy.
Yeah. Bullshit detectors.
I hope somebody calls. Are there any comments on that article? Like, bullshit.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, the first comment is, I like how Anonymous claimed they attacked Xbox Live. They're a joke. That was BCR8TIVE. Get him, Anonymous.
Get him.
Did you see the gameplay for the new ABGN game?
I did not. I knew about it. I think I was at work when I saw it, so that's why I didn't watch it. And then I've just been so busy with school, I haven't had a time.
Yeah, it looks pretty neat.
Does it? Isn't it a scroller?
Yeah.
Cool.
And it got greenlit on
Steam. Nice. Yeah.
So
that'd be cool if they had a playable version at SGC. That would be cool.
That would be cool.
That'd be something that I would stand in line for, just to get a little glimpse of it.
I was hoping that the AVGN movie would be available at SGC.
Because, oh, yeah, he's been working on that for a while.
Yeah, he actually just had a new update the other day.
Oh.
But he mentioned, like, last summer that he thinks it might come out around Christmas 2012, which didn't happen. So I was hoping, like, oh, well, maybe it'll be SGC. But he just came out with another video, and he's like, it's pretty much in post-production, but he's like, there's still a handful of scenes that need to be shot in front of a green screen. So it's still a little ways.
It'll be good.
It will be.
It'll
good.
Be good. He doesn't make.
And
bad
I believe
things.
It was like completely fan funded too. So
it was fan funded.
Yeah, it's like 100%. There's no other special interest in there. It's like,
which was cool that he did that before Kickstarter too.
Yeah.
So that's neat.
Yeah. Speaking of Kickstarter, Shovel Knight's Kickstarter comes to an end with over $300,000 raised.
Shovel Knight.
it's a side-scrolling game, which is, it's 8-bit, but it's like faux 8-bit. It's like really nice looking 8-bit. There's not much I got here.
Oh, okay.
basically, I've seen the gameplay of it, and Game Grumps actually got to play a beta version of it, and it looks really sweet.
Does it?
Yeah, like a really fun game. Oh. Its original goal was $75,000, so obviously blasted that out of the water. And you could still donate via PayPal until April 30th. Another thing you can do to help Shovel Knight is get it greenlit on Steam Greenlight.
Was it Steam Greenlight that when it first came out, someone put in Half-Life 3?
Probably, yeah. That sounds familiar. But honestly, look, anyone that's listening right now, either look up Shovel Knight or look up Game Grumps Shovel Knight. It looks like a really fun game.
Right, I'll probably do it once I get done with my movie tonight.
Something that could easily fit in, like, your NES library.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I got a really neat game on my iPhone. It's called an Endless RPG.
Oh, yeah?
But it's just called Slayin'. And it's simple, it's 8-bit, and it's really fun. Yeah. If anybody has an iPhone, I don't know if it's for Android.
But nice.
It's fun.
The only games I've been playing lately are Skyrim and Jurassic Park.
How is Jurassic Park?
Every time Jurassic Park starts pissing me off, it does something kind of funny. Really? Or something good. Like, this one guy died recently, and I was like, no.
Oh, really? Gotcha.
I didn't want him to die.
Tug at some heartstrings.
But Yoder's face, his facial expressions, I need to get some screenshots of them. Because they're the goofiest fucking things in the world.
Does it look like he's getting a suppository?
Sometimes. Yeah. Razer accidentally offers a 90% off all products.
Are they honoring it?
Mostly, yes.
Good.
What happened was, earlier this week, popular gaming electronics manufacturer had a third-party company testing their UK store's shopping cart. In their testing, they created a coupon code which would take 90% off any item in the store. Well, the code got out, and within a couple hours, thousands of orders were placed. The code has since been disabled by Razer. And Razer has no legal obligation to honor the discount, so they don't have to honor the discount. What they said, though, was they will honor at least one quantity of every item on the 90% off price. So, like, if you ordered 80 headphones, they'll honor one of those, yeah.
Hey, that's actually pretty nice of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually pretty nice. Yeah, that's funny that it got out, but that's pretty nice.
How does that shit get out?
Dude.
Does someone text, dude, guess what I'm doing right now?
Yeah.
I'm testing Razer 90% off. The code is butt cream.
The code is your girlfriend. What? It's Sarah.
Wait, what? Bethesda has announced that there will be no more future DLC planned for Skyrim.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it's about time.
Yeah.
They did mention that they're not completely giving up on Skyrim. They're not saying goodbye. There will still be minor tweaks and updates.
It'll probably be like if a big glitch someone finds or something, they'll update it. But
they're moving on to new things. They said they're going to make a lot of noise this year. So,
do you have the new game that Bethesda just released on there? Not released, but showed off.
I've seen screenshots of the new game they showed off.
The Resident Evil guys game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen screenshots. I only saw like the title.
It looks scary.
Does it?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Because I completely forgot about that. I remember hearing about that a long time ago. And then when someone was like, it's this, I was like, oh shit, I remember that. When they bought that guy's company. Yeah.
And finally, in gaming news, a paralyzed, in quotes, gamer exploits Twitch fans for $20,000. Then he accidentally reveals that he can walk. this guy's name is Angel Hamilton, and I'm sure it's Angel, not Angel, because he's red-haired. He doesn't look Hispanic at all.
I wonder if Angel will be at SGC again.
Oh,
remember?
Man.
Angel was cool.
Yeah, the director of Awesome?
Yeah.
You know, I don't
know. Was he at the second one?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
He was at the second one.
Hey, is Manny going to be there?
I don't think so. But if he is, he's going to be like, so why have you been posting the podcast on my website anymore?
You're not?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, I could have sworn I told you.
No, I didn't know that.
No one's posting on that website.
Why?
So, I don't know, but I was like the last one posting anything, so I was like, guess I'll turn out the lights.
Oh. Huh.
Because the only things that were getting posted was our podcast and picture of the week.
Huh.
There was like no articles or anything. Sporadically there would be an article, but there's like nothing happening.
I did not know that.
I told you.
That's cool. Now I know.
Yeah. That's why I haven't been posting, because I'm just like, I don't think there's anything happening. Right. And we used to have this big long like message thing on Facebook where we talk about things on the site, or like, I didn't really contribute that much because, you know, the one thing I did was this. So yeah. I didn't write any articles, but no one's posted in that message chain for about 3 months. And
oh, man.
Nothing's happening. So
that's right. We got 76th.
Yeah. So it was just kind of turn the lights out and close the door, I guess.
All right. We're going to flick the lights on and be like, oh, God.
Yeah, so I don't think he's going to be there. I don't know. I don't know what he would do anymore because he doesn't have – he's not going to be supplying the, you know, arcades and games.
Oh, anymore. He doesn't do that anymore?
No, since everyone left.
Oh, shit. See, I thought he still did that.
No, he doesn't do that anymore.
All right. Well, I learned something today, and the sun's back out.
All right. Fuck yeah.
Nebraska.
So this Twitch streamer – Angel Hamilton, who says he was paralyzed from the waist down, has been discovered as a fraud. During a Twitch broadcast the other day, he stood up and walked off the stream.
You think if that was your gimmick, you wouldn't fuck that up?
Throughout the stream, he managed to raise over $20,000 in donations, in part to help him with his disability. He and his girlfriend are claiming that he's been doing physical therapy and can walk while holding something, which is kind of what viewers saw. You can't really tell if he's holding on to something, but it's plausible.
I can believe it, I guess.
The way he did it, though, man, he just got up and walked away. He wasn't, like, pushing himself up with, like, a table or something like that. He just left.
So does he still have all the money, then?
Well, Twitch has banned Angel and his girlfriend's accounts and will be offering refunds to those who donated via subscription.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I can't tell if Angel... It doesn't seem like he's giving back the money the way that's worded. It sounds like Twitch is giving back the money.
Yeah, it looks like it's like goes through a third party before it gets to him, maybe.
So it's pretty funny. There's actually a video here if you want to watch like the two seconds of where he gets up and walks away. He's like, he's just chatting. He's like, puts his headset down, and there he goes.
He gets up like any normal dude.
He just gets up and walks away.
Really?
And his girlfriend goes... She's like, oh my god, she like tries to go into a story, and it's pretty fucking funny. And then near the end of the video, he turns his webcam down, like towards the keyboard, so you can't see anything. I think he forgot to turn it off.
Oh man.
This is, I don't understand why a lot of people on Twitch have like webcams on themselves.
Yeah, I don't.
I wouldn't do that. I mean, I guess I can't rule it out, but unless there's something going on, I don't know why I would have a webcam
like
on myself.
Oh, hey, look, I'm talking while I'm playing a game.
Yeah, just like, why would... What I'm doing isn't any better by just seeing me sit there playing the game.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people have their webcam covering up, like, information.
Oh,
like,
really?
In the status bar and stuff like that. Mm. Like, I was watching a Far Cry stream, and this guy's webcam was covering up how much ammo he had, which isn't that important, but I kind of wanted to see the
info. On a random note, Blood Dragon might be the manliest game I've ever seen. So, check it out.
Sweet. Well, I did have one more thing in news, or in gaming news.
What is it?
A man was stabbed in an internet cafe in Taiwan, and all the gamers did nothing and kept playing.
I'm not that surprised, actually.
This was on April 3rd. This man was stabbed in an internet cafe in Kaohsiung, Taiwan. And it's disturbing not because of the violent nature of the crime, but because of the reaction of the cafe patrons who witnessed the attack, or more specifically, the non-reaction.
They were all playing WoW.
Probably, or StarCraft.
Oh, yeah.
That could be it.
Yeah. Got a serious game going on, dude. Shut up.
There was a video. We don't have the video, but there is a video footage where... the crowd is doing virtually nothing while the victim falls and the perpetrator walks away after stabbing his victim.
I saw an animated GIF of a failed assassination attempt.
Oh, yeah?
This guy walks up to a car, shoots the window. I guess it doesn't kill the guy. So the guy in the car gets out of the car. The assassin runs away, and then the guy books it on foot away from his car. And then the assassin guy follows him on foot. I would have stayed in my fucking car and, like, floored it.
Shit.
But yeah, I guess he decided to run.
Wow. Well, Andy, that's going to do it for gaming news.
All right.
Let's go into technology.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news on 3-Hit Combo.
Andy, rural California finally gets broadband internet.
Woo!
See, this, Adamorth, is why we don't want always on consoles.
Yeah.
Some places are just getting broadband.
That's crazy to think about.
Yeah.
that they're just getting it.
A California ISP called Cal.net is rolling out service in El Dorado County, where almost 60,000 residents have minimal internet access. CalNet is taking advantage of unused portions of the radio spectrum called white spaces. Why can't they be black spaces? To send wireless signals over long distances.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. They're promising a download speeds of 16 megabits per second.
But you'll have to pay out the ass for it.
Which, to be honest, is what I'm getting. We pay for 20, but I only get like 16.
I get like 2.
Download?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Megabytes. I don't know what the hell we're paying for, though.
You get 2?
Yeah.
How? Do you watch high-def YouTube videos?
Yeah.
Because when I was having speed problems and I was getting like 7, the 720p or 1080p YouTube videos would just not buffer.
Maybe I'm getting more then. I don't know what the hell I'm getting.
I think their lowest one was like 5.
Oh. All right, maybe I don't know what I have. I just know that on Mega Upload, I get like a solid 1.5.
Oh, that's for upload speed, right? Or down? You thought you were still talking download?
Yeah.
Well, I was downloading Terra the other day, and I was only getting 2.
Yeah. So what? I don't understand internet, like internet ISPs and speeds and all that jazz. I don't get it.
Yeah. We talked a couple weeks ago about Austin maybe being Google's new fiber city.
Yeah.
Which it is. There's a third one.
Ooh.
Provo, Utah. Yeah, I know.
Really? You're
giving me that face.
Utah?
But it's because Google got a sweet fucking deal.
Oh.
They're going to roll out a fiber network in Provo, but the thing is Provo already had somewhat of a fiber network. So Google has managed to buy their fiber network, which, by the way, costs $39 million to build. It costs $39 million for Google to build their fiber network. They bought an existing fiber network for $1.
What?
They bought it for $1.
Google just, man.
The deal,
baked.
Expected to be approved early next week, will be the first time Google has taken over a fiber network rather than building its own. Provo will continue to pay off the rather large loans for the network's construction, but it will be controlled by Google. So it seems like they were already paying for the construction of it anyway, but now it's owned by Google.
Hey, nice.
For years, Provo households pay $5.35 a month for the network, whether they use internet or not. Now, after paying a $30 hookup fee, that monthly payment will snag them Google's basic internet package. Amusingly, the Google Provo deal contains a get-out clause. Google can sell the network back to the city for $1 if things go wrong.
That's pretty cool, actually. I guess that's not cool. It's just really random.
You're putting a lot of faith into Google, I guess, which I guess is a decent company to put faith into when you're talking about fiber network. But if it goes wrong, they will sell it back to you for $1.
Google's just like, I'm done. Yeah, I'm done. No more. No more.
Samsung has been working on tricky ways to control your tablets from now, like for their new tablets. One of the things was like an eye scanner, which as you're looking down the page, it scrolls it up.
Gotcha.
Now they're testing mind control.
I see nothing good.
In conjunction with researchers at the University of Texas, Samsung has been whipping up a system that allows a user to control a Galaxy Note 10.1 with brain power alone. It's not quite stylish, though. At the moment, the users have to wear a somewhat bulky and ugly helmet. But as inconvenient as that may seem, Samsung's prototype sensor hood is actually pretty advanced for its kind. It doesn't require any wet connections or setup, so it can just be thrown on. You just put it on and it works.
All right, that's pretty. Do you think using your brain to control a device, do you think that's tiring? Do you think that would tire your brain out if you were controlling something?
Yeah. I think it would be similar to how you get tired after studying for a while.
All right. You think it'd get strained?
Yeah, I think you'd get like strained and be like, all right, I'm fucking done.
Interesting.
But I have nothing to base that on. It's just my guess. Andy, CISPA. CISPA's back. And it passed in the House of Representatives.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Google info.
What I don't understand is how little people know of our... Because first it passed the House Intelligence Committee, which is basically just a bunch of people going around saying, do we even vote on this? But when it passed the House Intelligence Committee, so many people were like, CISPA passed. Like, no, it fucking didn't. What? And they're like, well, it passed in the House. Like, no, still no. And then next day the House voted on it, and it did pass.
Like, yeah, that is a big step, is passing the House, but it still has to, what, go to Congress?
It still has to go to the Senate. Even then, Obama's already threatened to veto it.
Yeah, so That is pretty crazy, though, that it passed. And it passed with a big majority, too. I saw that.
Yeah. If you go to Gizmodo, they have a list of a bunch of congressmen who voted yes on CISPA. And, Andy, before you ask, yes, every Nebraska representative voted yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Aww.
Every single one of them.
I actually was not going to ask. I didn't even cross my mind, but I'm glad you told me.
Yeah, every single one voted yes.
Poo-poo on you.
So, Adrian Smith, Jeff Fortenberry, and Lee Terry, which is ours.
Terry! Let's send him an angry letter made with crayons and stickers.
We can do that.
I know. We do have crayons.
And
I don't
googly
know about
eyes.
Stickers. Yeah.
We got googly eyes.
We got some thumbtacks. Maybe we'll put that in the envelope and they'll consider it a weapon.
Yeah. There's thumbtacks in here! Two members of the hit podcast, Three A Combo, have been arrested for sending thumbtacks to their state representative.
They just have pictures. The state representative got ouchies.
The two hilarious hosts of that awesome podcast are being arraigned on Monday.
So we start using our catchphrases in court when they ask us questions.
So what were you thinking? Hey, man.
Hey, man. Funny.
Hey, man. Thought it'd be great. Pirate Bay co-founder charged with hacking and fraud in Sweden. Pirate Bay co-founder Gottfried Svartholm Warg.
Oh, Swedish names.
From now on, we're just going to call him GS Dub. He's been charged on suspicion that he hacked into a variety of companies as well as fraudulently withdrawing money from Swedish Norda Bank. Prosecutors claim that he, along with three others, hacked IBM mainframes belonging to tax firm Logica. The crimes are said to have occurred between 2010 and 2012. Apparently, the four men withdrew $900,000, so this man and his accomplices, from a number of different bank accounts. He was deported back to Sweden from Cambodia last year and is currently serving a jail term on separate charges related to the Pirate Bay.
Damn. Yeah. This guy's been busy.
Yeah. One of the top comments, he hacked the mainframes.
That's great.
All right, Andy, that's going to do it for technology news.
All righty.
Let's go into news.
Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
Well, they have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news.
Andy, have you ever watched Hey Ash, What You Playing?
Yes, I have.
You know, I have known about that for years, but I just finally started watching it, and I watch, like, all the episodes.
Yeah, they're good.
In about a day.
And she's like, adorable cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, every time I watch it, I'm like, she's so cute.
Have you seen the new Civ 5 one?
No, I have not.
Or I guess it's new to YouTube, not new, but.
No.
We should watch that afterwards because it's hilarious.
All right.
That and the NBA Jam one gets.
I have seen the NBA Jam ones.
The end of the NBA Jam one is hilarious.
I don't remember it, but I have seen it.
Oh, it's when
it.
It's when her dad slam dunks the baby.
Yes.
Trash can.
Yes.
Okay. Starting off, did you hear about the ricin? People sending rice in little envelopes. Well, fucking opera. This Mississippi man, Paul Kevin Curtis, is the man who sent rice to Barack Obama and Republican Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi. Coincidentally, this man is an Elvis impersonator.
Sweet.
But he's not the first Elvis impersonator to have a brush with rice. Back in February of last year, Michael Connelly, a 64-year-old Elvis impersonator, allegedly locked himself inside a Florida motel along with his 28-year-old son after Fort Pierce cops came in to arrest him on an outstanding warrant. During the encounter, Connelly held up a vial filled with white powder, claiming it was ricin. He also claimed to have C4 explosives. So I don't know what it is with Elvis impersonators and ricin, but...
Did you know that there's no cure for ricin?
I was not aware.
Yeah, I did not know that either. But yeah, there is no antidote.
You sound a little happy while you're saying that.
Oh, sorry. It was more like
did
a
Did you know there's no cure?
Did you know that it was more a curiosity?
That's coincidental because I got people I don't like. A day later, Connelly alleged his behavior on diabetes.
Wait, he sent ricin because he was diabetic?
The second guy, the one that had the vial of it locked in the hotel room. Yeah, I don't...
All right.
I don't understand that.
All right, that makes no sense whatsoever.
It makes no sense, yeah. It makes no sense whatsoever. But that's what he blamed it on.
All right.
He's diabetic, so he went nuts, I guess.
Diabetes.
Diabetes.
I love diabetes, cat.
Andy, have you heard of the condom challenge?
No. What is it?
First of all, I don't got anything for you.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to keep this tab up because I can... I can get to a video of one.
I was playing Civilization with Tyler and Leaper, and Tyler mentioned something. He said, have you seen the new thing that kids are doing? And first, when people say, have you seen the new things kids are doing, it's usually wrong.
Yeah.
I remember, this is going to sound really dark, but I remember there was a girl in sophomore year of junior year of high school who killed herself. Yeah. But they sent home all these pamphlets talking about a game where kids put a bunch of marshmallows in their mouth and try and say words, which happened like a time in this state.
I remember
But they were claiming it was happening like all over the place. And I didn't know a single person that fucking did this.
Same thing with the – I remember hearing about the tampon in the vodka.
Oh, yeah.
I remember hearing about that, but never knew a single person.
So when people say these things, I take it with a grain of salt. Like, yeah, that's what all the kids are doing, huh? He said it's this thing called the condom challenge. And what it is people will take a condom and snort it up their nose and pull it out through their mouth.
Oh!
And I was like, yeah, all the kids are doing it. But then I went to YouTube. There are way too many videos of this.
Oh! What?
A lot of kids are snorting condoms and pulling them out their mouth.
Like, do they stretch them out first, or is it just like the condom and they just...
They unravel it, but they don't stretch it.
Oh. What the fuck is wrong with kids?
I don't understand, like, what
you're... I'm going to go to work and ask all the kids there if they do it.
I don't understand what you're getting out of this, at least with the tampon and vodka and butt chugging. At least you're getting drunk.
I forgot about butt chugging.
Same with the vodka gummy bears that you bring to school or something.
I never knew anybody that did that.
Yeah, me neither. At least you're getting something out of that. What are you getting out of this condom challenge?
I forgot about
you're not getting shit out of that.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
You're going to smell and taste lube.
Yeah.
Latex.
Yeah. What if you're allergic to latex? Then you're all breaking out like in your nasal passages and stuff.
Dude, that's dumb. That's dumb.
And you can easily not know you're allergic to latex at 15 or something like that. How many times do you come into contact with latex?
Is it all kids doing it too?
All the YouTube videos I've seen, it looks like high school age kids. It's like, what the fuck?
I'm angered by this almost.
Andy's so angry he's reached a new level.
I can't talk straight.
I'm so pissed.
I'm so mad.
Moving on from condom snorting. There are wallabies loose in guess what country?
Germany.
In the region, yes.
Austria.
Austria.
Yes!
There are Australian wallabies loose in Austria.
How did they get there?
Well, Gabriel Schrammel had three wallabies, basically. They were her pets. Well, they got loose. And volunteers are searching for a pair of wallabies. They say a pair, but actually there is a child wallaby with the mother.
Oh.
The kangaroo-like marsupials, which are smaller than normal kangaroos, are primarily found in Australia. They escaped from a farm in the upper Austrian countryside, about 180 kilometers away from Vienna.
They're pretty cute, too. Wallabies are pretty cute.
Yeah. There are actually three wallabies on the loose. The owner, Gabriel Schrammel, says the female has a joey in her pouch, which is a kid. Austrians are often express irritation after being confused with Australians while abroad. And I didn't know this, but apparently it's a problem with mail meant for Australia occasionally surfaces in Austria.
Huh.
So that sucks.
Huh.
It just seems ironic that like, we don't like being called Australian, all right? We're Austria. It's different. Are those wallabies?
It'd be awesome if koalas were there, too.
Yeah, koalas have gotten loose and, like, eight different versions of deadly snakes. Oh, it is Australia.
Oh, hey, there's spiders flying? Australia.
Oh, my God, we found the crocodile hunter. He was just in hiding. That would actually be really sweet.
That would be actually pretty cool.
Welcome back, Steve Irwin.
I know.
Welcome back, Sue.
On a random dark note, his daughter's almost 18, and she's pretty good looking.
She's almost 18?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean by almost 18? Like, is she 17?
Yeah, she's 17.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. We'll Google it afterwards. Because I saw, like, it was on Reddit, and they were like, the crocodile, or her name, all grown up, and I clicked it, and I'm like, oh, my God.
I could have sworn she was like, I guess.
She was like 12 when it happened.
Really?
And it was like 04 or 03 when he died, wasn't it?
Doesn't he have another kid? Like one that was like a baby? I thought he had
maybe a son? I don't know.
That was like, yeah, no, fuck, which one was it that he was playing with near an alligator? You remember that?
I thought it was the girl when she was really young. It must have been
the girl. Huh, 18. Almost.
The Google search is going to spike now. Or Google Trends is going to spike now.
Okay, and for our final story, Andy, we're going to Florida. We're going to start off, well, I guess this is the only one, so we're going to start off and finish with a Florida woman who stopped a robbery by laughing at the crook and saying no.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Philip Steinberg attempted to rob a Village Pizza restaurant in Springs Hill, Florida on Wednesday, but was deterred after the female clerk laughed at him and told him no. According to a release from Hernando Sheriff's Office, Steinberg entered the restaurant just after 8 p.m., clad in a black ski mask, black gloves, jeans, a green shirt, and a denim vest. He started brandishing around a knife and asked the woman behind the counter for money. The clerk apparently thought he was just joking and laughed at him. She simply said no twice.
No.
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 Steinberg gave up pretty easily and exited the store. He took off his ski mask and then drove away in a small silver car. Though another employee got a good look at his face. Meanwhile, a passing motorist noticed a strange sight of a man taking off a ski mask in the middle of spring in Florida after exiting a business and decided something was fishy, so the driver decided to follow the car while calling 911. Huh? The driver followed the car to a home and police arrived. They found the owner of the car reattaching his license plate.
Huh.
Apparently, Steinberg had borrowed the car from the owner and told him that he had gone to buy liquor. Steinberg also told the friend that the pizza store had been robbed by someone matching the owner's description. The actual owner of the car gave police permission to search his car and apartment and quickly found clothes and a knife. The employee then identified Steinberg as the incompetent thief. Steinberg was in custody less than 12 minutes after his botched robbery.
Oh, man, they did that fast then.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's... People are so stupid. That's awesome. She just laughed and said no.
No.
No. No. No. Get out of here. Oh, my God, dude.
That's so funny.
That's so dumb. I'm still giggling about butt chugging. I forgot about butt chugging.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that'll do it for this episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast. We are now... under 10 episodes away from episode 100.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that would be fun.
That will be fun.
So remember, you can find us at 76thstreetnetwork.com. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3acombopodcast, twitter.com/3acombopc. That is the number 3. PC stands for podcast. Email us at 3acombopodcast@gmail.com. Search us on YouTube and find us at 3acombopodcast.blogspot.com. So for Andy, this is Matt signing out. The top of 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 the top of